from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're listening to a new voice from the Motor City and visiting a safe house. David Wiegand and I are looking for a safe house or a witness protection plan, something to protect us from our listeners. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle.
Good morning, Cy.
We're beginning the show with something very grand from Bach. Carry Me Up to Heaven there. That's the Mass in B minor by Bach. It's a piece that some consider the most beautiful, the greatest musical work of all time. And it's performed here by the American Bach Soloist Academy Orchestra, led by music director Jeffrey Thomas. And it's on the bill this weekend as the American Bach Soloist, what a name, open their festival.
What's great about this festival, actually, is that it's not just music by Bach, but also by his influences, by people like Vivaldi and Pergolesi. There are also some free programs during the day and so forth, so you don't even have to pay, but when you do pay, it's really reasonable for absolutely wonderful music.
The American Bach Soloist Summer Festival opens tonight and continues through a week from Sunday at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music on Oak Street. And now to that safe house that's the name of Joe Landini's Dance Incubator in San Francisco. And he's putting on a 7th annual performing arts festival with 12 choreographers who I guess he thinks should be much better known.
That's true. I mean, some of them I know, some of them I don't know. I mean, the great thing about San Francisco, and I don't have to say it really to this audience, but, you know, we not only have great organizations that have been established for many, many years, but always things that are bubbling up. And I love the fact that Joe has created a way for those new bubbling up programs to be seen. And this sounds like a great lineup.
Safe House's 7th Performance Festival opens with a special preview Saturday at the ODC Theater in San Francisco and continues through July 20th with more performances at ODC next week. And now a song from a guy who sounds to me a little like Sinatra crossed with Kurt Elling.
I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
That sounds almost too pretty. It's the voice of Sashil Vasandani, and he's part of the lineup at the Stanford Jazz Festival, and it's already started.
That's true. It already has started. I was listening to various pieces of music by this guy. He's really amazing. I mean, that sounds a little Chet Baker to me, which is a really good thing. Really interesting approach to jazz. But the whole festival is absolutely amazing. We have Arturo Sandoval Saturday night, Larry Coryell coming down the road, Fred Hirsch, Taylor Eichstee, and Julian Lage. And the whole thing winds up on the 9th of August with Chick Corea.
That's the Stanford Jazz Festival. It continues through August 9th in different venues on the Stanford campus. And the San Jose Repertory Theater is gone. It's very sad, but the South Bay at least still has a terrific rep company in Theater Works under the artistic direction of Robert Kelly, and they're beginning their 45th season with a new show called The Great Pretender. And this was a hit at their New Works Festival last year, a musical comedy by David West Reed about a puppeteer with a children's show who's mourning the death of his wife. So puppets and mortality, perfect match.
Oh, but, please. I call my therapist right now?
It's also a musical. They do a lot of musicals at Theater Works. And there's a pretty interesting season coming up later in the fall.
It's a very interesting season. Yeah, I mean, they're doing Sweeney Todd, Peter and the Starcatcher, which was in San Francisco a season or two ago, and Fallen Angels, which is a play by Noel Coward, as well as plays with, you know, more social relevance and currency.
The Great Pretender is in previews now. It opens Saturday and continues through August 3rd at the Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto. Now some very soulful indie rock.
I came into the cold. There was tired oak and hanging from the branches were the lies you sold for a heart worth gold. Make a wish to bear.
That's Jessica Hernandez. I guess you could be forgiven if you thought it was Amy Winehouse. It sounds like that to me. And her band, The Deltas, and just some very exciting music out of Detroit.
She really is an interesting singer. She works with a band who made up primarily of jazz musicians who are doing rock. And I love her voice. There's a lot of clarity to it, a lot of, you know, different songwriting skills going on here. Someone definitely to watch.
Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas play the Chapel next Wednesday. And let's squeeze in a shout out to Fono del Sol, another of those amazing little music festivals we have in the Bay Area in the summer. Who's there this year?
This is a great lineup. Nick Waterhouse, Y Oak, many, many others. It's a great festival. Don't miss it.
Fono del Sol is at Potrero del Sol Park in San Francisco, noon to 7, Saturday. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist.